Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Peter Roos, who's director at Gunsind. How are you today, Peter?
Good, thank you, Zach. Good, thanks for having me on.
Right, lots going on at the moment as far as Gunsind is concerned. Could you walk us through that?
Yeah, absolutely, Zach. Look, pleased to provide a bit of an update as to what we've been up to at Gunsind. I thought it would be a good opportunity to give the investors and shareholders and prospective shareholders a little bit more clarity over the most recent RNS in regards to Gunsind's legacy and new investment, which I guess will be a combination to, you know, give investors a good exposure to a new Canadian company, Angold Resources. We released an RNS just over a week ago in relation to the Angold RTO, which is effectively a reverse takeover listing of ZTR Acquisition Corp. So quite excited about this investment, Zach. ZTR was effectively a legacy position that Gunsind had following a previous investment in Oyster Oil and Gas, which investors will be aware is now a privatised energy holding that Gunsind holds. ZTR was the vehicle that was left trading on the TSXV, and quite frankly was written down to zero on our financials and on our balance sheet. So I suppose the intention on our RNS was to sort of put a highlight to investors that, you know, what was really previously worthless, we have now, you know, a nice legacy shareholding of 462,500 shares, or therefore approximately just over 100,000 sterling of stock in this this new venture, which is due to commence trading on the TSXV. Additional to that, Zach, you know, the incoming business that ZTR is acquiring, Angold Resources, has got two very interesting projects amongst a portfolio of about a half a dozen projects. But the two that really, I guess, caught my attention, obviously, you know, the market is continuing to have a lot of appetite for precious metals. But digging deeper into the portfolio of Angold, the Dorado property in Chile and the Iron Butte property in Nevada, both of these properties actually are large tonnage gold and copper exploration or advanced exploration projects. They have been drilled pretty significantly by the historical owners of the properties. Close to 15,000 metres of drilling has been completed at Dorado in Chile. And some of the most notable, drill intersections here are 261 metres at 0.9 grams and 192 metres at 0.72. Investors might gloss over some of these drill intersections, perhaps thinking they might be on the low-grade side. However, these large tonnage systems, really do offer enormous opportunity to infill drill these sorts of assets to lift that average grade. And what I suppose excited me particularly about the Dorado asset is the asset is surrounded by multi-million ounce discoveries. So you really are amongst some good company here. And quickly just touching on the Iron Butte property, again, significant amounts of drilling completed here. You know, there's holes that have been drilled here around 30 metres at 1.8 grams and 24.5 metres at 1.5 grams. Never really been followed up. It attracted us from the point of view of we were already there as an investor. So it made sense to increase our exposure here in the financing that was being done in conjunction with the relisting of this business. So the board made a decision to invest a further 100,000 Canadian dollars We actually did want to try to invest more than that, but the capital raising was heavily oversubscribed by the investment banking group Aventus Capital out of Toronto. And if anyone wants to look up Aventus Capital, they have a very decorated track record of transactions in the precious metals space. Most notably would be they were a joint lead manager on a very successful Canadian listing called Fosterville South, which is actually a Victorian or an Australian focused gold exploration company. But you know, that is obviously trading at multiples higher than its issue price. And I guess, you know, the final sort of criteria for me, Zach, was the fact that, you know, that between those two projects that I've just outlined, there's in excess of 1 million ounces of gold in historical resources between the two projects. And the valuation of this company, you know, on day one is about $25 million Canadian. So again, it offers, you know, quite cheap exposure, or, you know, it's sensibly priced, this IPO, for a positive debut on the stock exchange. So, you know, so the starting price is 40 cents Canadian. That is where $8 million has been successfully committed, which is, again, referring to my past week's RNS. So, you know, we expect that share price to increase based on comparables in the marketplace, where, you know, you're seeing companies with historical resources, or, you know, ounces in resource, trading in excess, or in on or about $75 an ounce, thereabouts. So, again, we think this could safely trade a lot higher, which is I suppose why we have followed our money and we have a decent shareholding here now.
Right. I mean, obviously, for a company which is like £2.5-3 million, there's a lot going on, and sometimes, you know, the focus, you know, people were looking at Rincon, they're looking at Eagle Mountain, they're now going to be looking at Angold. There is a lot there. How is that going to pan out, you think, over the next few months?
Absolutely, yeah. So look, you know, I think we want to ensure investors that, you know, Rincon is, you know, maintains as our flagship investment and our flagship project. I guess in terms of, you know, we maintain our, you know, our sort of, you know, nice 28.5% stake there. You know, Rincon has been undergoing its submission to the National Listings Committee of the ASX over the past few weeks, and we are hopeful to get some feedback on that process. And once they've got the all clear, which we don't expect there to be any issues, they will be sort of pedal to the metal with the prospectus and all the preparations to list on the stock exchange in Australia as well. And I think, as you'll see with all of the players in that particular Paterson region, Zach, which again, there's some other peer companies entering into the space now, that the area is only getting more investor appeal, and it is continuing to attract capital. So we are confident that we have never been more confident that our position in Rincon was timed perfectly, and we look forward to investing further capital in that, given the opportunity at the IPO, which we have a very good relationship with the bankers and the management of that, and we look forward to giving updates as to Rincon. But that well and truly is front of mind and is at the top of our list in terms of exposure. As I've talked about now, Angold adds another precious metals, exposure to our portfolio. And as you rightly mentioned, you know, we have exposure to the base metal space via Eagle Mountain Mining, which is our copper exposure, which again, pleased to sort of report to shareholders, and I hope shareholders are watching that stock down on the Australian Stock Exchange, but that reached a 52-week high last week of 34.5 cents. Which again, you know, is nearly, you know, we're nearly at 3 times our entry price there of 13 cents. So very pleased with the progress of that investment. They are ploughing ahead with their drill program in Arizona at the Oracle Ridge project. And we look forward to delivering, once the company delivers the results, to, obviously communicate those to our Gunsyn shareholders here in the UK.
So is it, I mean, to make it simple, you've got this three-pronged attack. You're entering you've entered into situations where in a pretty short time space they've doubled or tripled, and one would presumably see that kind of follow through. You're leveraged with the share price to reflect that gain that you got on your investments. Does that sum it up?
Absolutely. That's well summed up there. And, again, looking for, the criteria I look for is whether or not there's opportunities that have perhaps been mispriced by the market and we can get exposure. But looking for opportunities like Angold that really show cheap, good, attractive entry price or entry into a security that has got leveraged upside. And, the track record of some of the investor groups and the banking groups that have put together that deal attracted me as well, because they really have been on quite a hot streak. So, you want to get behind the groups that have made their investors money. So that's as simple as that, really.
And finally, I mean, you've got the holdings you have at the moment. Are you always on the lookout for new, let's say, value or bargain situations, or are you going to, is it a matter of consolidation now till the end of the year?
Look, I think I'm pretty comfortable. We've got, as you say, that three-pronged attack in precious and metals and base metals. Never say never. If something does come across the desk that we have to, dig deeper and do some work on and get exposure, then we're open to that. Our cash and treasury is still very strong at around 650 to 700,000 sterling, so we are comfortably positioned there. But I think given we've got some good players in the market now, we're pretty comfortable with what we have. But if something very interesting comes across, then we have the bandwidth to get exposure to that as well.
Peter Roos, Director at Gunsyn, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.